Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You can hear my next guest on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, and wanted to chat a little bit about Hard Knocks and the Cleveland Browns. Also want to sprinkle in a little Ohio State as well with our next guest, Anthony Lima, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Anthony, how are you?
Good, man. I can't wait to hear Taz break down some fake sporting events coming up.
It's going to be huge. It's going on right now as we speak. By the way, Anthony, nobody rallies to the cause of a local talk show host based on the pronunciation or mispronunciation of their last name quite like 92.3 The Fan listeners do. I was pronouncing it Lima a little earlier in the show, and I must have had 20 tweets from people going, bro, it's Lima, it's Lima. So if your timeline was blown up a little bit, that's why.
I saw some of that reaction, Sean, and I have to say, unless you're in a position to help me or you're a female, I don't care how you pronounce it.
That's it. Good deal. All right, Anthony, before we get into the Browns and Hard Knocks, I did want to ask you about Urban Meyer and Ohio State. And I'm just curious, just as a talk show host in Cleveland, just what's the temperature right now? What's the nervousness level right now, do you think, of Ohio State fans on what we're going to find out possibly here in the next 24 hours about Urban Meyer's fate?
You know what? I think it's changed dramatically over the last few weeks, Sean. I think most Buckeye fans think nothing's going to happen here. They are attacking Brett McMurphy, the author of the report that came out. They are attacking the alleged victim in this situation. They're not really too concerned about Urban Meyer because they don't think he did anything wrong. They've seen the reports. They've seen all the analysis of the reports. They've seen random message board posts that have come out attacking, you know, Brett McMurphy and what he has set out to do and what kind of an agenda he might have. So most fans just assume it's going to be business as usual once this investigation is complete.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to be fine. I think one of the to me, the benefits of this investigation and the timeline of this investigation is that the longer you got into it, the more you got closer to more football going down, more preseason games. There's more analysis of everything going on in the world of sports that what to me was a fever pitch of outrage that happened right after the initial report came out from Brett McMurphy. Now it just kind of seems to me like it's definitely been downplayed over time. And Ohio State, if they're concerned about optics, a lot of that stuff has kind of died down, so there's not that national outrage, that daily drumbeat of people calling for Urban's head that really hasn't happened in a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of national voices that do say, how did Urban Meyer, allegedly harbor an abuser like this? And that's kind of gone away over time because there's other things to talk about now.
It is kind of a lesson in how stories get consumed in 2018, isn't it, Anthony? I mean, like, it's for most stories, not all of them, but for most of them, it's a this too shall pass kind of thing, if you can just kind of ride the storm out a little bit.
Right, that happens all the time. If you look back to when Jim Tressel was technically he resigned, but when he was forced out at Ohio State, and this was a legend at Ohio State and a beloved figure, they thought he could run for governor or senator at one point in his sweater vest. If you saw how that all broke down, initially, you know, they only suspended him for a couple games. And then Gordon Gee, the president that at that time of Ohio State, came out and said, fire Jim Tressel. I'm worried he's going to dismiss me.
Yep.
And then a report came out by Sports Illustrated, which actually didn't add any new information. And they said, crap, the optics are so bad that we as an academic institution need to do something about this. So a lot of times, you know, they're phonies. A lot of these board of trustees, a lot of the big donors, they put their finger up in the air and they take the temperature of what is going on nationally. And right now, I got to say, Urban Meyer, this isn't anywhere near as bad as the stuff that was being talked about with Joe Paterno. Heck, even Michigan State, you know, Tom Izzo, yep. and you know, the situation with both the football and the basketball teams, there was a little more outrage for that, and both those guys were able to survive.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Anthony Lima of 92.3, The Fan, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I guess just last thing on this, and we'll get into the Browns. Have you guys been asking the question or wondering why on your shows up there, why Urban Meyer kept Zach Smith around for as long as he did?
I mean, I've asked the question, but now all of a sudden, as an Ohio State alum, I'm apparently a Michigan fan. It's amazing how the media is vilified when you bring up any of this. So everybody basically, they dig their trenches in. So if you were pro Urban Meyer and he could not have possibly known what was going on and how could he, you know, act when it came to this coach when law enforcement didn't and local prosecutors did not and the administration did not, then it's, you know, it depends on where you were at the beginning of this. And so it's kind of been sad because, you know, we're all sitting here talking about a married couple that had a toxic relationship and pretending like we were there. We're acting like we were, you know, in their household. So every step of the way, we are sitting here having convictions on this, and it just kind of is laughable. But I'm apparently, you know, a Michigan fan because I apparently want Urban Meyer out. But I never said that. I never wanted him out. And listening to all these people defend the actions now of Zach Smith, and they're attacking the reporting of Brett McMurphy, who, to me, has had a pristine reputation up until this point. You know, it's a very tough line to walk.
Anthony Lima joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's shift gears to something a little more fun, Anthony, and that's Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns. Is the portrayal that we're getting of Hugh Jackson through these first two episodes, who seems to be a player's coach to the nth degree, and maybe even a little too much of a player's coach for a team that's been 1-31 over the last couple of years. As someone who covers that team, has he been portrayed accurately in your mind on Hard Knocks so far? And is this a portrayal of someone who's going to be able to keep their job, I guess, more importantly?
It's a great question, but it's almost an impossible question to answer because we're not there, you know, on a daily basis in the locker room. We only see what HBO is giving us the benefit of seeing with their creative editing, and obviously, they're going to tell a story. They're going to create a narrative. And you see them with the new offensive coordinator, Todd Haley. You see Greg Williams. And there's almost this, what to me, HBO is creating this battle that's been drawn. But I've heard Joe Thomas, you know, who's going to be a Hall of Fame left tackle. We've seen Andrew Hawkins say, this is business as usual. This is what happens in a real locker room. So fans who have seen 1-31 over the last 2 years as a record and 0-16 last year, they're quick to pounce on this. And as much as we can all rip on the coaching acumen of Hugh Jackson over the last 2 years, I don't know what it's like there on a daily basis. And I don't think anybody knows. And truth be told, if Hard Knocks would have shown Hugh Jackson over the last 2 years, you know, before this season, people probably would have been optimistic. Browns fans would have probably been optimistic about the season at hand. So I think a lot of Browns fans are mostly optimistic because there seems to be more talent right now on the football team. And now with the decision that just came down, or Josh Gordon returning to the football team, and Jarvis Landry and Myles Garrett and Tyrod Taylor, there seems to be so much more talent where the coaching situation is a little bit on the back burner.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that this week we're going to get Dez Bryant dropped into this thing, at least from a workout standpoint. I know he hasn't signed with the team or anything, but if I'm not mistaken, he was in town this week meeting with the Browns, and that's the Browns have certainly been the one team that at this juncture is making more overtures to Dez Bryant than anybody else. What's the buzz on Dez Bryant in Cleveland? Is that somebody that you guys would want to bring into the mix there right now?
Well, there's a lot of buzz on it right now, and Dez Bryant is somebody who, to me, maybe his talent has eroded a little bit over the last years. He's not the same Dez Bryant that he was 4 or 5 years ago. However, he might be able to still help the team. And me personally, I flip-flopped on this a little bit because if you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have said, I don't know if we want that attitude and that larger-than-life figure in this locker room. But I look at the wide receiver situation. I don't know if I can count on Josh Gordon. And if there's even one injury to anybody on the wide receiving core, then I think Dez can probably help them. But, you know, they're going to have to convince each other, both the team and Dez Bryant. Can you tell him, here's your role, and can he accept that role on this football team? Because he's not going to get the targets that he's gotten in recent years. And last year in Dallas, when he did not get the targets, he threw a fit about that. So that's going to be a very difficult back and forth between the two sides.
What do you think about the way that they handled the Antonio Callaway situation?
Well, I think Hugh, to be honest, did not look good, the head coach of the Browns, Hugh Jackson. I don't think he looked good. And this is a guy that came into the league already in the drug program because he couldn't pass what many people call the IQ test. He couldn't pass that first marijuana test. I mean, when you fail the drug test at the scouting combine, you have shown no responsibility. You've shown zero understanding of what it takes to be a professional in this league. And this is a guy who didn't play football last year. Now, he's flashed, certainly, in both the preseason and in training camp. And so fans are very excited about him. But he, to me, I file that under the category of Josh Gordon, where I don't know if I can ever count on this guy. And the next strike against him is going to be a serious punishment by the NFL. And for Hugh Jackson not to punish him, to allow him not only to come on the flight to the preseason game and also play, and not only play, but play every single snap, you know, it does have me scratching my head about what he, as a leader, is trying to enforce and trying to show to the rest of the players on this football team.
Anthony, I'm just sitting here thinking, as we just spent a minute talking about Antonio Callaway, before that Dez Bryant, we've mentioned Josh Gordon's name, Jarvis Landry. I can't think of a more mercurial position room in the entire league than Browns wide receiver room, especially if they drop Dez in there. That might be the one place I would want to go spend. Like, if you could pick one room to go have a meeting in at some point. I think we saw it with Jarvis Landry in the first episode, him jumping everybody's bleep in there because they were, you know, they were either unavailable, not paying attention, whatever it was they were doing. That's going to be an incredible wide receiver room if they drop Dez in there.
No. I mean, it's exactly right. Now, it kind of reminds me, if you remember, I think it was the 2011 Eagles when they dubbed themselves, or Vince Young at the time, dubbed themselves the Dream Team. There's a lot of big names. But as I've said about Josh Gordon, and maybe I could reiterate when it comes to, Dez Bryant, there are guys with half the talent of Josh Gordon that I think could have helped the Browns more, that could have produced twice as much as him over the last 5 years. So these guys have talent. Josh Gordon has talent. We saw it at times over the last 5 years, but you know, it remains to be seen how you can actually count on somebody like that. And if on a daily basis, you have a guy showing up that wants to help the football team, that treats football as his top priority, I think Josh could be a great story for the Browns and the NFL because they've all stood by him and they've showed that support. But at some point, he has to show that in return and demonstrate that. And I got to be honest, it's been 5 years. I don't know if he's capable of that.
It's crazy. And he's going to be a free agent in like 2020. It feels like it's taking him forever to get there because of all the self-inflicted wounds. Anthony Lima, 92.3, The Fan, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Last one before I let you go, Anthony. We saw on Hard Knocks all the chants for Baker Mayfield out there by the fans who were out there at training camp. That's obviously one very small sliver of the Browns fan base there, and we know the list of quarterbacks that have started for that team since 1999. How would you categorize the overall enthusiasm level for Baker Mayfield or any quarterback at this point when it feels like that whole thing has been it feels like it's everybody's got to be a let's wait and see just because of how star-crossed the Browns have been. How would you categorize the mood right now about the quarterback position?
It's not what I expected. I got to tell you that fans here in Cleveland have not asked for Baker Mayfield to start. They are so concerned about more losses that they want to start a guy who's proven that he could win in the NFL, even though they are excited about Baker Mayfield down the road, and they love the draft pick at number one, even though I did not necessarily love the pick. They are dead set on Tyrod Taylor being the starter. They like the plan. And it's curious because I lived in upstate New York. I worked in upstate New York on two separate occasions. And fans up there think Tyrod Taylor is a below-average quarterback. Hmm. And they wanted nothing to do with him. But fans here in Cleveland love Tyrod Taylor. They think he's going to come to the Browns and win them games instantly. And that's all they seem to be obsessed about because we've lost so many games over the last 2 years. So they almost are so dead set on this team winning games in the short term than they are with making sure Baker Mayfield has a long-range view. But they will say, you know, the Browns have rushed quarterbacks in the past and teams have rushed quarterbacks. And then I bring up Russell Wilson, I bring up Carson Wentz, I bring up, you know, Deshaun Watson, but they tell me that they're okay with this. So, you know, Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starter week one unless there's an injury, and I'm done fighting it because that's the plan that the Browns have enacted.
We'll see how it goes. Anthony Lyman, 92.3 The Fan. Hey, Anthony, we had Hard Knocks here in Houston back in 2015. It was easily the most fun preseason to be in the media covering the Texans. I would imagine it's the same thing for you right now. You guys must have content galore based on the things that you're getting to see that you don't normally get to see, right?
Oh, it's amazing. Except
isn't it incredible?
It's amazing, except for we have colleagues and coworkers and competitors trying to mug for the television screens. But other than that, it's been a good time. And there's so many storylines with the Browns. And when's the last time you could say something like that?
Yeah.
You have passionate speeches by Jarvis Landry. You have Myles Garrett working on his poetry. You have offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator that have these personalities that are larger than life and almost larger than the coach. So it's been a really good time. But we'll see. We'll see. I went back and looked at a Tampa Bay article last year on the Buccaneers and what kind of experience Hard Knocks was. And they said, all is good. And, you know, this shows a lot of positivity for the team going into the season. And they won 5 games.
That's
so we'll
right.
See how much it really matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way to get through the monotony of media members trying to mug for the camera is just to make a drinking game out of it. That's what we did.
All right, you know what, Sean? I've got to follow your lead. We're going to steal that for tomorrow.
Do it. Do it. You officially have my permission to go do that. Anthony Lima, 92.3 The Fan. Hey, Anthony, I enjoyed that conversation, man. Keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
All right. Have a good one, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.